For 101.7 Milwaukee and 92.7 Madison, I'm Keith Gostad with your headlines. Milwaukee protest leaders Tory Lowe and Frank Nitti, known to newspapers as Frank Sensabaugh, and one other person, were arrested by Indiana State Police. The group was marching on the shoulder of U.S. Highway 30 with a caravan of vehicles driving slowly in the right lane to protect the walkers. The Indiana State Trooper said he was concerned for the safety of the group as well as that of passing motorists. The group is marching to Washington, D.C., planning to arrive on the anniversary of the I Have a Dream speech by Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. on August 28th. You are listening to Wisconsin's Political Talk Network. For 101.7 Milwaukee and 92.7 Madison, I'm Keith Gostad with your headlines. Senator Tammy Baldwin is raising questions with the Trump administration over COVID-19 testing supplies that have been diverted from Wisconsin. In a letter to Vice President Mike Pence, Senator Baldwin pointed out Advocate Aurora Health is losing all but one of its community testing sites in Wisconsin and plans to stop testing some patients for COVID-19 prior to surgery. Baldwin wrote to Pence saying, "This pressing and perilous situation was created by the Trump administration's continued failure to increase our national production of supplies, put in place a national testing strategy, and provide states with testing supplies to implement it." Senator Baldwin also accused the Trump administration of abandoning Wisconsin by diverting supplies elsewhere. You are listening to Wisconsin's Political Talk Network. For 101.7 Milwaukee and 92.7 Madison, I'm Keith Gostad with your headlines. The DNC is asking participants to take a pledge to avoid Milwaukee bars and restaurants in order to avoid the spread of COVID-19. Downtown Alder Robert Bauman voiced frustration, saying they want to saddle us with these costs, they want to bring hundreds, maybe thousands of protesters down on our head, and then they don't want attendees eating in Milwaukee. President Trump is planning to visit Wisconsin on Monday, the first day of the DNC. Trump will likely head to Oshkosh, though details have not yet been released. You are listening to Wisconsin's Political Talk Network. For 101.7 Milwaukee and 92.7 Madison, I'm Keith Gostad with your headlines. Canadian energy firm Enbridge withdrew a request for eminent domain for its Line 5 reroute project in northern Wisconsin after reaching agreements with roughly 300 landowners along the new route. Line 5 currently runs through 12 miles of the Bad River Reservation and carries 23 million gallons of crude oil and natural gas over the Lake Superior watershed. The Bad River Band of Lake Superior Chippewa filed a lawsuit to have the pipeline rerouted outside the reservation. You are listening to Wisconsin's Political Talk Network. High of 85 in Madison with partly cloudy skies, overnight lows near 60 degrees. Friday, sunny skies with a high of 87. Saturday, chance of afternoon thunderstorms with a high of 80 degrees. You are listening to Wisconsin's Political Talk Network. High of 79 in Milwaukee today, overnight lows around 67 degrees. Friday, sunny with a high of 81. Saturday, scattered thunderstorms in the late afternoon with a high of 82. You are listening to Wisconsin's Political Talk Network.